Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a rainy Wednesday. April showers bring May showers. May the 18th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour. Rain here in Marion. I want to remind everybody I will be on with Glenn Coble from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then I will be on with our Glenn will be on from 12:15 until 1 p.m. with a Progressive Life, Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the show with no name, live at 5 today with Pastor Craig, Nate Redmond, and possibly Terry Tackett. We don't know. But that's the rundown. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, in the paper, they're putting a band shell. That's the amphitheater.
Yeah, the band shell. I think Kai was on yesterday and talked about that. So it's just the band shell.
No, and it's coming from North Carolina, $125,000. And I would think somebody in Marion, a contractor, could build that, and then later they're going to put up two shelters, $60,000.
Well, I know that the money came from the ARPA money, the federal money, so it's not coming out of taxpayers' pockets here in Marion.
No, but you would think that somebody in Marion, I mean, from Raleigh, North Carolina, I imagine, I don't know if it'd be shipping and stuff, but you think somebody could build it and then they're going to put up the two. But the thing is, for seating, I imagine you would just take your own lawn chairs. You probably wouldn't sit on the grass because people would probably walk their animals through there. So you'd probably just take your own lawn chairs, I imagine.
You know, I don't know how that's going to work. I imagine people will probably just bring their own chairs. It would only be able to be used in the summer months. But it's a nice thing. I mean, I think it's nice.
Yeah. But the thing is, the parking, you know, like older people, you'd have to have chairs because you couldn't stand there for an hour or two, you know, hot weather or whatever. But the thing is, it's like, it's just the trouble with parking. You know what I mean? Because if those other venues have stuff going on, if it's a weekend, and I know the one that's down from, it's there on Main Street. They cater to stuff, which they'll take a lot of parking. And so that's, you know, the only thing, if you want to kind of park closer or park way down by Rite Aid or, you know, down that area. It's just the parking that's the, kind of the problem.
Yeah, parking will forever be a problem in downtown Marion. But, you know, I think they're trying the best that they can, and if people are going down there, that's a good thing.
Now, here, I'm going to get you started.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, on Church Street, I'm on State Street, and I don't know how close. There's a porta-potty. It looks like a double one, and it's as far as I can tell, it's right up by the sidewalk there. I mean, and stuff. So why didn't they put that? Well, I forget that. It's Copperhead, but why didn't they take that across and put it at the other end of the lot where that alley is? So when you go by there, you glance, because I just happened to be there, and I glanced, and I, oh, no, there was a porta potty right out in the main. They could have put it back towards the end.
So you now where? So it's on Church and State?
It's on Church Street, but as you're going towards the old post office, to the left, it's at the end of the lot. You know what I mean?
Oh, so
they could have went on the opposite side down by the alley and put it, and you wouldn't even notice it. But, yeah, there's one there. When I go by again, I'll have to glance for it. But I just happened to glance, and I was just turning. I thought, oh, no, there's another porta-potty right out there in the...
No, like I said, I know people are getting sick of me talking about this, but now it's happening in another... Why are they putting them out by the street? I've never seen this before.
Well, now, I don't know. See, like, over there, I don't know... If a great big truck comes and cleans those, if it's wide, but Church Street, they could park on Church Street and do it. but I don't know if the truck can get through the alley. See, I don't know how big, if they're going to be cleaning a lot of them. And I don't know if I've ever seen a truck that cleans those. I'm thinking they're like a wider truck. And that's why they are, maybe that's why they're putting them there. Because if for some reason that truck can't get through that alley because he can't go on the, you know, he can't go through the alley and go on the grass, he's going to have to take care of it on Church Street, I think, parked there. I don't know what they do to him. But I will tell you, there's one there. Now, I'm going to be watching for these porta-potties.
Have you been? Now, see, people are telling me now that they haven't moved the one on 95. I think they have. They've turned it away from the street. So now the door faces Perkins, and it's kind of catty-corner. Now, do you think it's been moved? Or have you seen it since?
I haven't been by there, Scott.
Well, if you happen to go down 95. If you happen,
repair,
oh, okay. Yet. Okay. Well, maybe somebody else has seen it and give us. Well, thanks for the update.
Yeah, because I just wanted to tell you about that one. So when you're down that way, you know, look at that one and a different stuff. But there should be a place. Well, I don't know. Probably the people that have them put them, and they ought to know where to put them. But I would say, like, at that place up there at that taco place, with all those trucks in and out, they didn't want it anywhere in the back. It couldn't be at the side. The only place could be the front, is what I'm thinking, and they could get to it, clean it easy. He's not going to go there and clean it when there's concrete, you know, concrete trucks and all these trucks there, and he can't get to it. And maybe I want to clean them once a week and then let it go another week or two. I don't know how they do that stuff, but I'll glance when I'm out that way the next time.
Yeah, take a look and tell me what you think. Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open. Has anybody been out? Because I say they've moved it. Now, I've heard from other people that they did not move it. They didn't move it a whole lot. I'm not saying that they moved the location of it. But up until last night, and I'm not sure when the movement would have happened, it looks like they've turned it and catty-cornered it. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I got a question.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I know Del Taco's, they're building it. Didn't you say they're going to be opening up another restaurant somewhere around here?
Well, there was thought of the one out there. I think they called it the Rooster or something. But it doesn't look like any progress is being made on that.
Where's that one at?
You know, I think it's out near Route 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's been sitting there, but unfinished for quite a while at this point.
Okay, yeah, because I haven't heard anything. I was just kind of curious.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, it'd be nice to have something else new around here.
Yeah, we need a good mom-and-pop pizza place, too. You know, really, we got Pizza Hut, East Chicago, I think there's one more. I can't remember. Maybe not. But we need things are getting expensive in life, but we need a good mom and pops besides Bellacino's or whatever they call that. We need something else around here, pizza.
Yep, I would agree with you.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open. Oh, looks like we have a call coming in here. And as we can, well, maybe not. If that's you, give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. Now, see, I think they have moved the thing, and some people feel they have not moved the thing. So I guess that's all on people out there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think that porta-potty uptown there on Church Street is for people that are uptown to use the bathroom.
Oh, so that's a public restroom now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice.
You know, because places uptown, you know, have restrooms, but they're private restrooms.
Right. Well, I think
they put that one uptown there. That way, you know, people don't urinate in public and stuff like that.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
That would be a problem. Well, and if that's the case, that's good. I can understand that. But I don't think the one on 95 is there for the public.
No. You know, she was saying, you know, put it back there in the alley, but they want it visible because they want people to use that instead of, you know, going, you know, in public or going up against the back of the building and doing it or something.
Well, it's good if it's a public place. I think that's nice.
Yeah, because there's not too many places uptown where you can use the restroom if you need to use a restroom.
No, not really. I mean, I don't think these restaurants want you coming in unless you're going to buy something.
Yeah, or the other businesses up there. There's not too much besides restaurants uptown anymore.
Well, restrooms are very important. You know, that's one of the things people don't think about. But you got to have restrooms around an area. If you don't, there's going to be trouble.
That's why I don't understand about the parks. The restrooms in the parks have been closed for years.
Well, I know at one point Garfield Park did put a porta restroom in because the restroom that they used to have there was in such bad shape. I don't know what they're doing over at Lincoln Park and other areas.
You know, you go out there to Sawyer's, you know, they got restrooms there, but they're all locked up. At McKinley Park there by the hospital, you know, I tried to use that one time, and they're locked up.
Yeah, you don't want to be
that.
You don't want to be without a restroom.
Yep.
No. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, see, is this going to make it on Live at 5 today? The show with no name, is this going to be a topic? It should be. It should be a topic because now it's become a thing here in Marion. And goodness gracious, I'll tell you what this is. There are certain things that you just don't want near other certain things. You know, like you wouldn't want a dumpster next to the mausoleum either, because that would look bad. Not that a dumpster's bad. You got to have a dumpster. You have things removed. But it's just the placing. Has anybody else driven by 95? Are you out driving by 95 right now? Do you think they've moved that thing? It's a slight move, but I believe they've moved it. It looks like it's catty-cornered now. It was facing straight out toward the street, and I think that's why the door kept opening. And it looks to me like they've turned it because the back of it is now toward the mausoleum. It looks like it's up against one of the telephone poles. But somebody's telling me they don't think it has been moved. I don't know. I think it has been moved. 740-751-4038. 27 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Give me a buzz. Why do you think Garth Brooks did not draw the big crowd in Cincinnati that apparently at one point in his career that he did draw? Used to draw the big crowds. Don't forget, it's the 9th annual Mission Yard Sale, June 2nd through June 4th. Donations are needed to make this year's sale a success. For drop-off times, call Chris Reed, 740-751-3029. That's 740-751-3029. Caledonia Farmers Market, Caledonia Public Square, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., June through September, so right around the corner. Locally grown produce and fruit, locally produced baked goods, locally produced honey, locally produced meats, local artists and crafters, weekly raffle for vendor products, weekly 50-50 raffle. It's an authorized SNAP vendor for the food card, food vouchers for individuals 60 and over. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was listening last night. He was interviewing the fire chief from the city fire department, and they were talking about possibly putting a fire department out there in front of Marion General.
Yes.
Now, there is, if you go down Executive Drive, like you're going back to the surgery center back there, there is a giant hole back there. They are putting something back there, but I have no idea if it's doctor's offices or what it is.
Well, I know that the fire levy would have to pass, and that would be on the fall ballot for them to put up the fire. I don't know what that would be that they're building back there.
No. Well, see, I was trying to think of they said the city-owned land out there in front, I mean, part of that land that they made parking lot. I mean, there's still a bunch of it there, but I think they used to have soccer in that field. Are they talking about getting rid of the soccer field and put a fire station there?
You know,
like the little boulevard that goes from off the boulevard, goes back to, like, you're going to the emergency room right there next to the park.
Right, right. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there knows listening this morning.
Interesting.
Hopefully we'll hear from... that is interesting. So what are you going to do today now that it's raining?
Well, it's starting to clear up a little bit. I may go outside and tinker with my truck. I'm not going to do anything ground-wise.
Yeah, I can understand that. I don't think today would be a good day to mow.
No, can't mow today. Grass is already wet.
That's right. Hey, thanks.
Farmers out in the field across the road, though.
Well, you know, they stay busy this time of year.
Oh, yeah. He started plowing that field yesterday, and he parked his tractor about 8 o'clock last night. And he's out there this morning going after it again, finishing up, I guess.
Those farmers are determined people. God bless them.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Do you know what's going on over in the hospital area? Do want to remind you that the Marion County Fair this year will be July 4th through the 9th, a little different from past years. The fair usually ended on the 4th of July, or the 4th of July was during the week of the fair. It will now start on the 4th of July of this year, Marion County Fair, July 4th through 9th. Those are our announcements, along with the Pickle Festival down in Miamisburg, which apparently is the Dayton area. I know we had some discussion about that not too long ago. June 25th, the Pickle Festival down in Miamisburg, and the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum Ribbon Cutting Dedication will be June the 2nd, 4 to 7 p.m., here in Marion at the Marion County Historical Society. So don't miss that for love nor money. That's coming up as well. And as we get information on that, we will relay it to you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind? 32 minutes past the hour. Was the Rooster's Place supposed... Was that out... Route 4, I don't get out that way very often. I know that the sign was up, and then there was a truck parked there at one point, and nothing ever did happen with that. Just kind of floated off into the den of iniquity. And let's see. Well, I don't know if they've moved the Porta restroom on Mount Vernon Avenue or not. It looked to me like they had, but I guess that's up for opinion. So there you go. And as we continue on this morning, yesterday we were joined by legendary pro wrestler activist Thunderbolt Patterson. Had a lot of fun talking about events and things and this and that going on here in Marion. And we're glad he's here to join us for the last 27 minutes of the program today. Again, don't forget Glenn Coble comes up after this from 10:15 until 12 noon, and I will join Glenn. He's probably in his car driving over here right now, so hopefully he can hear us clear as a bell this morning. So hi, Glenn, if you're out there listening, and we'll discuss whatever for the next 2 hours on the air. But we turn to Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, how are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning to the world of listening. How are you doing this morning, Scott? I'm doing real good. I'm at the Hamilton, Georgia. My great grandbaby is graduating. I'm at the grandparents' breakfast, and she's way on their way to get their gowns this morning. Now they're down the hall there a little bit, so.
Oh, very nice.
Good morning to everybody, and thank God I'm got with my great grandbaby graduating from high school today, and she's going to college in Savannah.
Oh, very nice. Now, what's she going to go to college for?
Well, she'll be back in just a minute. You can tell her. She'll tell you.
Oh, sounds good.
They went to pick up the her gown and stuff down there. Way down the hall, and I didn't want to walk.
So what was for breakfast this morning, Thunderbolt?
We had biscuits, eggs and grits.
Oh, no.
Biscuit, eggs, and grits. We enjoy you, man.
Now, Thunderbolt, what is a grit? I've never had a grit.
Well, that's like a corn. You know, it's like grits. It's ground, you know? I mean, like meal. That's a southern thing, grits. Some people in the north, they eat them with sugar. In the south, they're just eating grits with everything.
Now, do you like grits?
Well, I mean, I like grits. Grits and eggs is one of the things that, after all these years and eating all the wrong stuff and everything, when I started eating, remember we was talking yesterday about things that is good for you, and grits and eggs and turkey, sausage and stuff like that, instead of the red meat and, are you following me?
I do, yeah. Certainly turkey, fish. Are you much of a fish eater?
Right. Oh, love it.
Yeah. Can you eat fish without breading? Now, see, I'm not much of a fan when there's no breading on it.
Well, that's baked fish. Baked to grill. When they put breading on it and all, or covering on it and all, it's fried, right?
That's right.
Okay, but see, all fried foods, they say, is not well for you,
Yeah. Now, Thunderbolt, one thing we talked about yesterday was Memorial Day coming up here in just a couple weeks, and when you go to Memorial Day, you bring this famous Thunderbolt Patterson potato salad. So now, without giving away your special ingredient, how do you go about making this potato salad?
Go by making it.
Yeah. What are the ingredients
you
use?
All right. Good morning. Scott, just 1 minute. I want you to. I just need a gentleman here. He can give you all the information about this school. This is on the air in Marion, Ohio. Give him your name and the school that we're at and everything.
Good morning. How are you doing?
How are you doing? How are you, sir?
This is Mr. Ward from Hampton High School. I'm on the air with air.
WWGH 107.
Okay.
My name is Thunderbolt Patterson, and that's my granddaughter.
Well, we're welcoming all of our grandparents here. This is Senior Grandparents Day, where we're having breakfast. We're having senior checkout and a couple other things, and we're just welcoming out our senior grandparents to celebrate our class of 2022.
Oh, very nice.
My name is Mr. Ward. I'm the principal here at Hampton High School, and we're looking forward to just continuing to celebrate and to uplift our children.
You understand what I'm saying?
Very nice. So Mr. Ward, now...
Pleasure of mine, sir. The pleasure of mine. And we're talking about the good potato salad, right, Scott?
Yes. Now, tell us. You're going to the grocery store. You're going. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Did you hear that, gentleman? That's the principal.
I did. Very, very, very nice man.
Okay. Well, we're talking about that good potato salad now.
Yes. Yeah, so let's.
Word, how do I make it?
Yeah. Let's start here. You're going to the grocery store. You want to make the potato salad. What do you got to go get?
You got to have some potatoes, mayonnaise, egg, garlic, salt, and basically that's it.
So we need potatoes, mayonnaise, eggs,
relish, sweet relish.
Sweet relish.
And then I can't give you my other little dash that I put in there.
Okay. Now without...
And see, what to deal with, I put eggs in it, and then I also keep a few eggs for the top of it, where you put them, the black devil eggs on top of it, and put some red cayenne pepper over the top of it. That's the only thing that I can use.
All right, cayenne pepper. Now, Thunderbolt, when it comes to the mayonnaise, now are you talking about Hellman's, or are you talking about Miracle Whip?
Miracle Whip.
Yeah. Now, see, this is confusion because, now, is Miracle Whip really mayonnaise, or is that salad dressing?
Well, it's salad dressing, and either one will do.
But Miracle,
the same exactly either one.
Miracle Whip, though, would make it a little sweeter, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So yes. Now, when you're eating a sandwich, let's say you're having a turkey sandwich, would you put mayonnaise or Miracle Whip on it?
Well, I could say either one with some cheese, little cheese also.
Now, what kind of cheese do you put on it?
Well, it really doesn't make any difference. Sometimes I get the kind that's all shredded up, that's all different kind, or either any type of cheese that you desire that you like.
Now, if you were going to a Memorial Day get together and you didn't have time to get the potato salad together, what are some other dishes that you might bring to a cookout?
Well, it takes that, on a cookout means that either you think about barbecue ribs or barbecue chicken or, barbecue. That's normally what folks do during the holidays and whatever. But and when you're talking about barbecue, like, I like chicken and turkey, but people like ribs and, stuff like that.
Now, Thunderbolt, you have not eaten a piece of pork since 1970-something, right?
Or beef since 1975.
Now, why did you get rid of pork and beef in 75?
Well, at that time, they were talking about what was good, what's good for you, what's not good for you, and training. Now, trying to, and in 75, we were coming up to end of, I was in pretty good shape at that time, and I was on top of my game, and everything was about what you eat, and I'm just trying to be healthy. Eat healthy and all.
Yeah. Now, Thunderbolt, there is one thing. We're not going to spend a lot of time talking about wrestling during these segments, but yesterday it blew up everywhere. It's in the USA Today, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, that Ric Flair, on July the 31st, is going to wrestle a match at the Nashville Fairgrounds at 73 years of age. What do you make of it? Did you see that news all over yesterday?
Well, it is not what I think about it. It's what the people think about it. It's not what I think about it. We had to break a little something down, Scott. Wrestling is a business. And then the business was taken over. The war broke the business. And then it came the storyline, the scripts. And then Vince went to Hollywood and soap opera. And he publicly announced, that wrestling, wrestling don't mean anything. They talk about scripts and everything. If you notice, all of the things that they do are designed of all of the worst things that are going on in our country today.
Well, it's interesting to me, Thunderbolt.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do. But what was interesting to me about this particular story is that it got such attention, and I'm not sure if it got attention because it's happening or because, Ric Flair is 73 years old. He hasn't wrestled for some time now. And in 2017, he had a near-death experience. He was in intensive care for, I think, a month or something like that, in a coma, nearly died from organ failure, and now he's going to get back in the ring at 73 years old?
So that right there is a whole story. Understanding. I mean, Rick and so many other individuals have been, crammed down the fans' throat. That's all you've seen of them. That's all they made you believe in. You understand me?
But Thunderbolt, this is going to be held at the Nashville Fairgrounds, and other things will be going on. It's not just that, but I bet this will draw a big crowd. It certainly has got a lot of attention.
Well, certainly. And but see, that's what I'm talking about, Scott. You know, those are the type of things that I never have been invited to any of those things, not to participate or not to even talk in. You know, their fairgrounds and having wrestling matches, great matches, instead of things that the fans is sick of and not. You know, when the fans all say old school, they want the old school. And you see where they went to Hollywood and script lining. Okay, Hollywood and script lining took wrestling business to the bottom of the level of wrestling ever have been, because instead of individuals that was great and that can wrestle and really, really entertain people without a storyline. Are you understanding me now?
I do. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday, Thunderbolt. The Nashville Fairgrounds, you're down in Atlanta now, are only about 3 hours from where you are. Would this be something you would like to be a part of?
Well, they wouldn't even think about inviting me. Because it makes money. We're not supposed to be talking about no wrestling on this show.
I know. Well, but here, it became a national story, and we had to address it.
That is exactly what I'm saying also. There is something to this magnitude every night somewhere. And just by this being in Nashville, Tennessee, and by using same Ric Flair was going to be there, because he's an individual and other individuals, Ric Flair alone, his name, people want to see him because he had been what they call, 18-time champion, this many times champion, but also, they have individuals there signing autographs and so forth and so on, where they are making a living.
Well,
you understand? And they're certainly going to have some matches.
Well, Thunderbolt,
some of the wrestling matches.
Thunderbolt, and we're not going to spend any more time talking about wrestling on this show. But the reason this story came up to me is really. It is a wrestling story, but to me it's not, because I guarantee you this story, I mean, we're talking Sports Illustrated, USA Today, ESPN. This would not be getting this type of tension if the man was not 73 years old and had went through a near-death experience. Should a man, this is about age to me.
And that's exactly just what I said to you, the fan, should a promoter, I mean, what? That's just like we were speaking yesterday about that waste place sitting next to the highway, insulting people's intelligence. You understand what I'm saying?
But Thunderbolt, for a match, should the Tennessee Boxing and Wrestling Commission allow a 73-year-old man to get in a ring and wrestle a match?
Well, this is what I've been trying to tell all y'all for all these years. Vince McMahon and that power, the power of that, the no good NWA was a power that was hooked to political and straight to the White House. Okay? Just that simple.
Well, Thunderbolt, I do want to get another topic in here. We're going to move away from that one. Now, this is an interesting story. that will be what it will be there on July 31st. Yes.
Can I say one thing about wrestling before?
Yes.
You remember yesterday you sent me a tape of the Omni, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, when I went back to the Omni. Okay, at the Omni. Did you hear? I want you to listen, play it over. I want you to play it over and listen to what Teddy Long said. Listen to what Gordon Sully said when he first came up, a full house then listen to how Teddy Long talked, what he said, and what he called me. And then look straight behind me, and there is James E. Barnett, the white-haired guy, straight behind me, okay? And who walks back and forth twice? Ron Simmons. Now, and I believe that Bobby Walker was sitting next to me, but I couldn't see him real good. I hadn't seen that. I had never seen that tape. But research all of the tapes on that event. That event, how that was the first thing I took 12 of my kids, boys, from athlete supporting kids, and a real good friend of mine, a tire man, whatever, was to the wrestling match, and how they bought individuals in, Andre, how when they came in, they was bringing them in, introduced them, so forth and so forth. That was just before Bill Watts called Hank Aaron that N-word. He got fired on that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know something. Something interesting about this, and this is just the last note on this, they have not announced who Ric Flair is going to wrestle. Now, I wonder if it's going to be a young guy or another person, maybe over 60. I don't know. It's a very strange situation.
Well,
and
see, Scott, you're right on point. And see, you're on point that most of the other fans don't even understand or look at. And see, and then I want you also, there was one tape that was put up on there, and this is the starting of the whole breakdown, and there's so much to talk about. But when, on that same piece where Vince McMahon went to the boy with the pump, that pump up his shoes. What the boy named the pump up his shoes? John Cena.
Oh yeah,
John Cena, and said, "Hey, my N word." And when he walked off from him, he started from, and Booker T and his wife was coming up, and Booker T made the remark. Did he say what I said? I think he said. Did he say what I think he said? And then The Rock beat the mess out of Vince McMahon. In other words, when Rock, he called Rock the same, we're talking about storylines. We ain't talking about getting down to wrestling. They got one of the best wrestlers up there that ever was, Sheldon Benjamin. But to do all those different things with those individuals, look, Tim, look how many guys that you've seen dead, fall dead in that ring. Where my baby at? Where's my dog? Where's my grandbaby? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Scott.
Okay, yeah, now here we got 7 minutes, and I want to get this story in here. North Carolina, now this is fascinating. North Carolina regulators were wrong to reject a beer label that featured a silhouette of a naked man standing next to a campfire, a federal judge has ruled. The owners of Maryland-based Flying Dog Brewery argued that the North Carolina Alcohol Beverage Control Commission violated their First Amendment rights by rejecting the label for its Freezin' Season Winter Ale. How about that? How about that court case, Thunderbolt?
Do you want my opinion?
Well, that's why we're here.
Well, all right then. Thank God. Look here, Scott. We're going to have to, at this moment, I want all the people out there to understand one thing. That this program here is about things that happen and happen and happen. But today, we have talked too much about wrestling, and I got to go into the wrestling just a little bit more right now on this one here. But I won't do it no more now, okay? But on that note, Scott, look at the country. the dividing part of the country. And did the Bible say what's right? Okay, here we are. Look how so many things now is coming with gays. The power was leaning toward the individual. People do what they want to do, no consequences. That's how the world is going, and people do it. And the world is set up on violence and sex. Violence and sex. Are you hearing me?
I'm with you.
And it's really deep. It's really deep. And that whole realm of fame. And the New York office has just drug the racial part into it. You understand what I'm saying? And all of those things boils down to what you don't believe, what ain't right, or what is right, and so forth and so on. And that's where the money, the power, and the present that has been set, January 6th, was set that we do anything we want to do, and our Congress that rules the people, split all over the country, 50% of the people voted, one was wrong, or this was right, and Charlotte, North Carolina, oh my God, that's where the war started. I drew so much money, Scott, in Greensboro, North Carolina, Charlotte, Winston-Salem, and every town up there. But the Crockett's, bad people, lined up with who? Evil. And bought it out where you can see it more. And ain't nothing they say you can do about it. We can cram this down your throat, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, Thunderbolt, should this, if you are a private beer company and you want to put the silhouette of a naked man next to a campfire on your bottle of beer, should the private sector, or the commission, the beverage commission, should they be telling you what you can and can't put on your label?
Well, I mean, they're telling you what you can do about so many other things that and nowhere near that magnitude. I wouldn't do it. And there's so many people that wouldn't do it. But today in this United States of America is doing everything and has tried their best to take it back where it was. Do what you want to. Do what we were just talking about that yesterday. About I almost said a bad word about that thing said that there by the road. You understand what I'm saying? It's real deep. And you know what, Scott? At this moment, I want to take my time out to take my hat off to WWGH 107.1 FM for really being real and coming up dealing with all of the stories. And these are more things that we're in the United States got to start doing, dialoguing and talking about different things. See, everything boiled back down to the wrestling, because the wrestling followed in this whole trend. They followed in this, and they to the point, you turn your news on, I bet you can get it right now. Look at the investigation that's going on, the lying on people, the lies that people telling, and we do what we want to do, there's nothing you can do about it, and that is the way, and you never hear nothing about it. And you're finding it, not just one place, but we're talking about the government, we're talking about the police, we're talking about the senior, everybody. And in the ghetto, it's all over. And all this all of this is, where the baby at? Okay, all of this is controlling and putting it back. You know, we do one good thing, a couple good things, which, you know, that's like when we started talking a few years ago. We talked about, I wish people that ran for offices would do what they supposed to do. That's all it is. And especially when you can do things, you know, if you do some things and then tear down other things, things that suppress people or just make fools out of people or no respect for people, no respect for people, then what are you doing? So, we need to get our boys and our girls, all that need to come back. We got to help out. That all of that stinking thinking is going all over the world. School, kids, everybody. They see, do whatever you want to do.
Thunderbolt, we're running out of time. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow.
Talk to you in the morning.
All right. Have fun at the breakfast. Take care.
Have a nice day. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, Glenn Coble, coming up next.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.